Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. It all continues now. This is indeed April the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2 and our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We don't believe in revolution. Thank heaven to the founders, inspired by the Almighty, putting checks and balances in place. We can have a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. What does it take? Good, honest, moral people deciding to stand together for the sacred cause of liberty. And it takes using the checks and balances put in place by the founders. Welcome to Abuse Day, April 15th, 2015. Have you filed your taxes yet, Kurt? You're going to jail, sir.
Well, I do have them all ready to send in. I just didn't send them yet.
Kurt, you can get a massive tax refund, buddy. Come on.
Well, that's what I'm working on, you know. Right. But anyway, that's why I have a home-based business and suggest that everybody else do the same.
I already turned in my taxes electronic file long ago, Kurt. I already have my tax refund back and everything, buddy.
You are an impressive dude, Sam.
Only because I have somebody else do it for me, Kurt.
Finished it up 2 days ago, and I just had one little thing I was waiting on to find out yesterday, and so we're all finished.
I don't labor over it like you do, though, Kurt. I just have somebody else do it and get her done, you know.
Yeah, the reason I do it that way is I just, you know, I guess you could say it's part of my way of understanding the process the best way I can.
I don't want to understand the process. It just creates tax rage in me where I just want to go nuts. I can't take it.
And that's one of the reasons I suggest folks do it.
You're off your rocker.
Understand how bad it is,
how crazy it is. I don't need the abuse to understand that, Kurt.
And then, you know, the neat thing, at least in my opinion, is so that you can take advantage, like when you're doing it with TurboTax, you can watch what the different changes that you make a difference on your refund or whatever it is, you know.
All right, Kurt so loves abuse. That. Yes, I get it. I run from that sucker like the plague. All I do is let the bureaucrats file mine for me. I'm sorry, let the tax guys file mine for me. And then I just go out to dinner and celebrate that I got that curse off my back for another 365 and a quarter days. Thank the heavens. All right, James Edwards, Liberty Roundtable Live. Welcome, sir. Oh, did we lose James Edwards?
I don't know.
Are you there, James?
I don't hear him too well.
Right, you know, well, you can tell us about the tax.
Hey, here, Sam, I'm here. Oh. My cheek pushed the mute button. I was saying, though, that you're
pulling a Kurt Crosby on me.
No, you stole my thunder. I was going to open with a little rant of my own about tax day and let people know that while I look forward to being on your program as a guest each and every month, this is a day that I look forward to all the year long. It should be a national holiday. How exciting it is. That you know, I wake up 364 days thinking I just got too much money, and then thank God this day comes and I get to give it all to the government, and they do such good things with it. That's what makes it even better.
Nothing like doing your duty, huh?
My patriotic duty. You know, listen, unconstitutional wars, foreign aid, and then on the home front,
murdering babies.
Right? Yeah, funding abortion and
promoting sex everywhere.
All the great things to do with education. It's just an honor. I got to let you guys know. And as a matter of fact, since we're letting our hair down, and well, I don't have any hair, but since we're sharing, I will be leaving right after the show's over today to go to the post office. I actually filed an extension. I didn't get mine done in time, but I do have to still mail them a check. So you can file an extension, but you still got to pay estimated taxes. And yeah, so it's just... I seriously do, all kidding aside, I start dreading this day right after Christmas because I know it's good, especially after January 1st. I know it's coming, and it's just a horror.
Do you prepare your own taxes?
No, I have a CPA because, you know, I'm self-employed, basically. So through my job, I'm a contractor. And then I have to do taxes on the radio program as well. So it kind of all goes in together, and it's just too confusing for a you know, I guess I'm in Memphis, but I'll still consider myself to be a country boy. And
there you go.
Just get somebody to do it. But it's
don't you electronically file? You should have your return back already, like I do, man. You guys aren't even in celebratory mode like me.
Every now and then, I do it early, and I like to do it early. Say in February, as soon as I get my documents in. But we moved, as you know, Sam. You were here in Memphis last fall, and we had just moved in the preparation for the birth of our second child. And I have still not received, I don't know what's going on with the mail, but I've not received some of my bank statements and other documents I needed. And I just haven't taken the time to physically go to these places.
Why don't you just sue somebody over it? Just sue the post office, man. Just start suing everybody.
There's definitely a hiccup in the chain here, but nevertheless, tax day, my God, oh man, I hate it.
You know, it reminds me of that comedian. His name is Brian Regan. I don't know if you listen to him from time to time, but Brian Regan, he's this funny, clean comedian, and he starts talking about how when you're a little kid in baseball, you're like, "Hey, batter, hey, batter, hey, batter, hey, batter." He's like, "Why do you say that over and over? What if you were to do that in a golf game? Hey, golfer, hey, golfer, hey, golf." People would be like, "Shut up." And then he goes on and he talks about if you were to do that in a public setting for attorneys, you'd be like, "Hey, lawyer, hey, lawyer, hey, lawyer, sue." And it's quite comical, but I'm just saying, hey, tax, man, hey, tax.
You know, and
then people look at you funny, and all you got to do is look at them and say, "I was trained to do that when I was a kid," see?
I wish I could do something that would rattle them as much as they rattle me, but you know, the bad thing.
You know what? If Americans really wanted to do that, we could. If a million of us had any guts, a million of us could send a little postcard to the through the post office. You'd save the post office single-handedly, number one, but you'd absolutely just take down the IRS. What if a million Americans sent a postcard saying, "We think income tax is evil and wrong and should be abolished immediately"? What if a million people did that every single day?
Well, look, that would be the way to go, but yeah, as you know, Sam, until that day happens, you know, the few people who choose to do that are going to pay the price. And so that being the case, I encourage everybody to just bite the bullet and go through this castration every year. The bad thing about filing an extension is, unlike you, Sam, who now can celebrate the rest of the year, or at least enjoy the rest of the year, as you said, without this albatross around your neck, by the time I get mine done, which probably will be about a month or two from now, it's already almost time to start dreading the next year's.
I hear that. Well, I don't know if this is near as bad as your taxes, but it's pretty brutal to say. Did you go to Coachella, James?
No, I missed it. I missed it. I normally like to go out there because those are my people, but I missed it.
You didn't go to Coachella?
You know.
Dude, Justin Bieber was there, man.
Like I said, one of my favorites.
And he got put in a chokehold and kicked out of there, buddy.
You know, what is it with this guy? He's always getting into trouble.
Well, he's threatening legal action, dude. Now, the reason I bring up Coachella, and do you know much about Coachella, James?
Well, it's basically this sort of, pseudo-hippie concept. Basically, the only thing I can imagine worse than taxes would be probably going to that.
All right.
Maybe modern-day take on Woodstock.
You're exactly right. Well, anyway, I guess Coachella 2015 had T-shirts, dude. You might want to put on one of these, dudes. And it says, man's eat, sleep, rape, and repeat. You ready for one of them T-shirts?
Well, I guess one of those shirts were down in Panama City. You know, one of the big stories. You know, this gang rape of these spring breakers.
So I don't know what's going on, but you know, why would they ever create a shirt? Who in their right mind would create a shirt that says "Eat, sleep, rape, and repeat"? Where's the women's livers on this sucker?
Yeah, well, there's no consistency in the left, and we all know that. But here's the thing. I mean, rape, as far as I'm concerned, is abhorrent and as criminal as it is probably not quite as bad as an abortion, which is absolutely legal.
You make a valid point.
You know, you're talking about a death. I mean, it's hard to compare the two, I guess, and they're both, you know, absolutely wrong and evil. But you see what I'm saying?
I mean, not very, very smart, but I'm against rape and I'm against abortion. How's that?
There you go.
That's just how I roll. All right, I guess the Wisconsin governor's in the news, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Walker, he hasn't even filed to be president yet, but he's already taken a beating. Everything's looking great for him in the polls, except for there's a fly in the ointment, huh, Kurt?
Well, the fly, they say, is, the other competition. They say with the Wisconsin governor leading in the latest Fox News polls of national Republican voters, they say, with Paul Cruz, Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, all at or near double digits. Walker is within 1.2 percentage points of Bush in the Real Clear Politics polling average. But then they say conservatives might be in trouble too. The only way Jeb Bush can win the nomination is if conservatives fracture. What's made this season different is that so far they haven't.
But now, hold on, I don't understand that, though. Young. Some are for Rand, some are for Ted, and some are for Rubio, and some might be for Walker. What do you mean they're not fractured?
Sure sounds like fracturing to me.
Well, I don't know. It all depends on how you define it. I guess maybe we can get some greater wisdom, huh? All right, quick pause. Sam, Kurt, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org is his website.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour of Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you by thepowermall.com. I'm telling you right now, incredible products. Recommend, highly recommend. You go to thepowermall.com and check out what products are available for you. Buy them and say, hey, man, we're grateful that Sam and Kurt are involved with doing business with the good guys. We support the Power Hour radio show. Joyce Riley, great friend. Appreciate her and support thepowermall.com, doing a great job making products available just for you. Do business with the good guys at thepowermall.com. All right, we're talking about the Wisconsin governor leads in all these polls. It's awesome, except for they say he might be in trouble. The only way Jeb Bush can win is if the conservatives are fractionalized or, you know, divided into factions. But I already see that they are. We got so many people already In fact, Ben Carson's one of them, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And Ben Carson is basically telling you that he's got a big plan for a May 4th Detroit announcement. You know, as far as I can tell, it's not any big secret thing, according to CNN. But I think that he'll announce to run for president. And
used to be known as the Motor City. Now he's going to make his announcement from the Failure City, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, except I think he grew up in, you know, in the slums or the projects there. Maybe that's the reason.
All right, whatever the case, I'm not really on. I can break down each candidate and tell you my problem with him. I'm not on Ben Carson. He doesn't believe in your right to keep and bear arms, and he wants people to be forced to take vaccines. Those are just two of my grievances with Ben Carson. He doesn't have any international experience either. So that concerns me greatly. All right, there's a headline that says this, and I want to pick James Edwards' brain on this, our guest. He's a talk show host in his own right, thepoliticalcesspool.org, available every Saturday evening, live on Liberty News Radio. It's the Political Cesspool radio program. Anyway, check that out. You'll love it. But the headline says this. At stake in marriage case, all sexual boundaries. So sexual boundaries are at stake is the point. Now, here's the deal. The Supreme Court's going to be ruling on this gay marriage stuff. Thank heavens Judge Roy Moore and folks in Alabama are the holdout state, standing up for states' rights, standing up for their ability to say, wait a minute, you can't force us to do anything. A lot of religious organizations, including the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, filing front of the court amicus briefs in defense of traditional marriage. Good for them for doing so. The battle's on, but here's the point that I'm getting at in this article. The U.S. Supreme Court soon will hear arguments in a case. Now, here's the deal. They say where two of the justices have already publicly endorsed same-sex marriages and have already performed same-sex ceremonies. And then it goes on and talks about it'll violate all sexual boundaries. It'll affirm that children are sexual from birth. But the high court should not take that step, contends a friend of the court brief. Anyway, the point that I'm getting at with this whole thing is this. You know, there's what's called conflict of interest. And it seems to me that somebody needs to file a brief or file something in court that would say, hey, these Supreme Court justices can't rule on this. Two of them have already affirmed their support for same-sex marriage. And two of them have already performed same-sex perversion contracts. And therefore, they have a conflict of interest and need to, remove themselves from the bench on this one? What do you think, James Edwards?
Look, it was fun while it lasted, Sam. But for all intents and purposes, this culture war that we've been engaged in so valiantly is just about over, and of no fault of our own. You just can't win with these sociopaths that get elected to high office and they get appointed to a position on the Supreme Court. Not, you know, this thing in Indiana and Arkansas in recent weeks had it all for, you know, red state legislatures and governors. I mean, it was a socially conservative issue. It was a state's rights issue. It was just something that they could have backed up that everybody in their state would have, well, not everybody, but, you know, we're talking, 70-80% would have been 100% in favor of it. But since when does the will of the American voter have anything to do with what's going to happen? You know,
well, and proof in point, in California, one of the most liberal states in the union, they even said they wanted traditional marriage to be the order of the day, so to speak. But nobody cares, right?
None of it matters. You know, constitutional amendments and referendums in each of these states don't matter. What matters is political correctness and the interests of, I guess, the business communities who all want to, you know, slavishly devote themselves to political correctness. So, you know, that will be, I guess, the very end of it as far as the, you know, so-called homosexual marriage issue is concerned, is when the Supreme Court rules in favor that it's equal to or greater than heterosexual marriage. It's just as natural and healthy and under the law, you know, right as a traditional God-ordained marriage. And that day is coming very quickly. And I think it'll come this summer when the Supreme Court, you know, rules on this. But you're absolutely right. They should be recused. But this is how the left has
ramrodded through everything, you know, on an accelerated path since the 1950s when they found out how they could do it, circumvent the will of the people, circumvent the states, circumvent voters and everything else through legislation from the bench. So, you know, of course, an honest judge would take themselves out of the mix, but how many honest judges do we have? I mean, they are not interpreters of the law. They are legislatures, and that's what's going to happen, and that's what's happened in all these circuit courts time and time and time again. You pick your issue, and this is how it goes. We, you know, they are progressives, and they are making things progressively worse. And getting back to what you were talking about, I don't really have any hope. I mean, I'm sorry on this. I am a hopeful guy. I'm a glasses-half-full type of guy. I do believe that we can absolutely turn this thing around, but if we believe that sitting back and waiting for politicians to grow a spine or for justices to do the right thing, I mean, that is not the pathway to redemption or the reclamation of America's destiny. And I'll tell you, too, you know, this free-for-all that we're seeing, I think every politician in Washington has declared himself a candidate for the presidency, which you do have in a year in which there is no incumbent, and, you know, on both sides it's going to be just a hodgepodge. None of these people, you know, you wax nostalgic. As horrible as George Bush II was, at least he pretended to that he's going to stand up for traditional marriage and put forth a constitutional amendment that, you know, it was just a man and a woman. And it never happened, of course, but at least he pretended. So just in just 11 years, you've got all of these candidates now who won't even dare speak on behalf of the majority of this country. It's absolutely sick. But we, the people, allow it to happen. We're just too complacent.
And sad to say, it'll probably get worse. What do you think, Kurt? I think these judges have a conflict of interest, and somebody needs to call this out, at least in the media, to say the least. But really, somebody needs to basically sue them and say, you know what? You can't do this. You're already stated your position on this. You're not looking at the evidence here. You've got an agenda. And to prove that agenda, you've already performed same-sex marriages instead of or same-sex perversions, whatever you want to call it, sodomite marriages, whatever term we want to use for this thing. And you know what? You have a conflict of interest. You're not able to rule fairly on this matter. And we need to remove you from the bench on this, at least this discussion, if not entirely. What do you think, Kurt?
If Moore was on the Supreme Court, that's exactly what they'd be saying. That is exactly what they'd be saying. But obviously the double standard. And Kurt, your take on it.
Well, you know, when you look at it, you said, James, you said two words. You said an honest judge. And, you know, you just don't find that too often. Thank goodness for guys like Judge Roy Moore. And, you know, there's a few others. I can think of that Texas judge that basically set on its heels some of the immigration stuff. But, you know, they're just not too many of them these days, but thank goodness for the ones we've got.
Yep. We talked last hour, and James didn't hear this, but we're talking about vaccinations. And there's a headline in the mainstream press that talks about 10 anti-vaccine celebrities who should come with a Surgeon General's warning. Anyway, I'll tell you what listener TZ emailed in about in just seconds. We'll do it all on your radio. James Edwards, our guest, thepoliticalcesspool.org. His book, Get It Today, Racism, Schmacism. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam McCurt, news the networks refuse to use, always on your radio. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. His award-winning talk show available every Saturday evening on Liberty News Radio. Incredible broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. 6 to 9 a.m. or 6 to 9 p.m. Central Time every Saturday evening. He's also the author of Racism, Schmacism, an incredible book that kind of lays out the reality check in America on what's what when it comes to race issues. If you're white, you're a racist. That's their narrative. It isn't true, but you're spending time fighting it is a waste of time. Racism, Schmacism. Get your copy at thepoliticalcesspool.org today. Now, we're talking about this listener, TZ. And listener TZ heard us talking about these 10 celebs. And they say because they're anti-vacciners, they're basically toxic. And you got to have a Surgeon General's warning on these actors and actresses. And what's funny is I mentioned over and over that if they promote the cause of the mainstream agenda, drugs are good, you know, the list goes on and on. Vaccines are fantastic, then they'd be just the most intelligent people on the planet. But because they stand up for their beliefs, then they're stupid, every one of them. And it's the biggest takeout piece you've ever read in your life. But anyway, the reason that we bring this up again is because listener TZ asks the question, why, when celebrities speak on global climate or environmental issues in favored, why are they cheered? Then the listener wisely asks about the environmental and the global climate holocaust. Because this one actor talked about the vaccine holocaust, and then he had to reverse himself and apologize. Well, why would celebrities speak on the global climate or environmental holocaust are they cheered? And the answer is because they speak in favor of it. If they stand up against global warming or stand up against those things, Kurt, they'll be barbecued just the same, won't they?
Well, it's exactly right, Sam, and that's, goes to your presentation. He who owns the media makes the rules. It just depends on what they want to say.
And I'm sure TZ understands this. That's the point that he's making, though, is, hey, whenever they do something that goes along with the mainstream press narrative, they're just incredibly intelligent. I mean, by golly, if they do anything that they're not supposed to, if they go off the, quote, reservation, so to speak, they're absolutely abused to the umpth degree. Now, Jason emails in and says this. The shirt you discussed eat, sleep, rape, and repeat, or whatever might be a poorly planned political statement. Yeah, feminists are claiming that all sex is rape. Yeah. What do you think? They ought to make a new slogan, he says, kind of mocking their idea, eat, sleep, and, well, it starts with an F word, because that's kind of their agenda, right? And so what do you think, James? All sex is rape, according to the feminists that are the most extreme.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. But of course, when you know, the prostitution, you know,
you don't know what means. I can explain it to you, James. Hold on. What means?
All sex is, I don't think they even know what they mean. They just,
well, here's what they mean. If you want to have a moral relationship, okay, if you want to have an exclusive relationship with your wife, if you believe that there should be one man, one woman marriages, and you believe that in a Christian covenant you have to have absolute fidelity to her, and you want to be involved sexually with her, then you're raping her every time you're involved, especially if you dare to bring kids onto the planet, okay? Especially if you decide to destroy the planet and reproduce yourself. I mean, you're absolutely over the top.
That's
crazy.
Right, okay, I get you.
She's barefoot in the kitchen, pregnant, and you're abusing her to the umpth degree.
You're abusing her. You're enslaving her.
That's right. In fact, she needs to bust free of your evil abuse already.
I got it. You know, but if you're... You know, these women that, you know, strip down and desecrate, you know, Christian churches, as we've seen in Russia and in other places, then, you know, then you're brave and courageous.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to promote 50 Shades of Grey and force her.
Yeah, that was the feminists didn't get upset about that. You know, God ordained marriage. Yes, that, no. Well, it's just like everything else that the left does.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And double standards, they have never.
If you want to abuse women like 50 Shades of Grey, if you want to just rape and repeat, you know, if you want to just have sex everywhere, if you want women to get involved in the slut walk, if you want, then man, you're just on top of the world, the defender of women, buddy.
That's right. Yeah, see, that anything that degrades and exploits women is their benefit, is to their benefit, and anything that, you know, righteously exalts a woman, like, you know, making her your wife and making her something that she can be proud of, and engaging in that together and raising a family and doing something, you know, providing something positive to the world, well, that's bondage. I mean, it's the exact negative image of the truth, which is, you know, what most of liberalism is.
Quite, yeah, I mean, most of the evil is like John Mayer captured it. You know what? First their lovers, then their mothers. You know, hey, being a mother is just like the biggest terrorist activity on the planet, buddy.
Yeah, being a father, being a decent person, being a Christian, and this goes back to what you're talking about in Hollywood. I was surprised there was, 10, 20 that spoke out about that scenes. I know Jenny McCarthy's one, but if any of these Hollywood celebrities say anything that can be possibly construed as being somewhat conservative, then, you know, how dare you take advantage of your fans by, you know, taking advantage of your position to, you know, put forth your ideas. You know, you're there to entertain, not to... To go out and, you know, recruit converts to wacky conservatism. But if they, you know, promote homosexuality, if they promote, you know, any of this other, you know, madness and sick degeneracy, then they're brave. And you see it all over the place, even in sports. You know, Tim Tebow was not drummed out of the NFL because he was a bad quarterback. He was drummed out of the NFL because he was an outspoken Christian, and that was too controversial. But a guy like Michael Sam, well, see, now that's brave. Oh, my gosh. And now, you know, even though he didn't have the talent to even make a roster, you know, he's still getting endorsement deals. He's on Dancing with the Stars. He is brave, Sam. Very brave. Very brave to be something and to speak out about something that the entire media and the government is behind 100%. That is what modern-day courage is.
You got that right. All right, there you have it. Well, I think Kurt's getting an SUV, aren't you, Kurt?
Well, the headline reads from the Bloomberg Boys, the $200,000 SUV is here and here to stay.
Yeah, buddy.
I guess they've got companies from Aston Martin to Lamborghini, and they're getting into this elite SUV game. You know, you better shine up the Rolls Royce, huh, James?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Not funny, but I had to do a double take because we were just transitioning from that conversation about rape and Hollywood and sex and all of that.
No, this absolutely applies. I'll explain why in a second.
Well, I thought Sam said Kurt's getting an STD, but he said SUV.
Ouch.
I know Kurt better than that.
All right, well, there you have it. Well, the reason this SUV thing is in the mix is because they call them, everybody's getting into the elite SUV game. So let me explain. If you buy a environmentally friendly car. That's like an electric vehicle, and it costs $70,000, and the government subsidizes $30,000, and you spend $40,000. You're like a rock star, okay? Now, you buy an elite $50,000 SUV with your own money, you're an elitist. You got that?
Ah.
See, everything in the news is driven by this agenda.
They're saviors of the planet if they do the first thing.
Good point.
I guess they've got some of these SUVs that could be as much as 400K. Some of them come with a 550 horsepower supercharged V8 engine that can hit 60 miles per hour in 5 seconds. That's the Jaguar working on that. Then some of these other ones have a 621 horsepower. It's a hand-built V12 engine. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Wait till you see one of those in your driveway, huh? Yeah. You know, when I saw this,
Barry
I thought
drive?
About. I don't know. When
oh,
I
he doesn't
saw
drive.
This,
the Secret Service drives him around, Kurt.
I thought about that $990 Cadillac that I bought, you know. But anyway, there you go.
I guess on one hand, you'd have to be a very pretentious person to buy a house that costs, you know, twice as to buy a car that costs twice as much as my house. But on the other hand, you know, as a Southern governor once said, those who work ought to live better than those who don't. So I guess if you've got the money and you've earned it in some honest way, you know, why not, you know, indulge?
Well, and you know what? I'm fine if somebody has money and wants to buy a nice vehicle like that. That's the American dream, and that's their choice, and it's not what I'd do with my money, but I certainly support the right for others to do that. My problem is the mainstream press wants to act like you're some kind of an elitist and a planet ruiner because you're going to do that. And my response is, what does Barack Obama drive? In other words, he doesn't drive at all. You got a big old fleet of vehicles just spewing toxins into the environment. In fact, a lady had to have a baby on the highway the other day. I know she was an evil mother and everything, but she had to have a baby on the highway the other day because she couldn't get to the hospital because of Brock's motorcade.
Now, they say, by the way, James, just so you know, Bloomberg says they got this group of people. They call them the UHNWs, and that stands for ultra-high net worth individuals, and they say there's 211,000 of them on the globe today. They're people that have net assets of at least $30 million. So that's
isn't George Ramos one of those guys?
Jorge Ramos. Yeah, he's a big talker on Latino TV.
Wait a minute. We'll talk about good old George. Maybe he's driving one of those massive elitist SUVs. Hopefully he's avoiding the STDs, too. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live, baby.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who George Ramos is, I guess he's a commentator. On what, Spanish TV, Kurt? Is that what it is?
Well, Univision, you know, and Univision. It's one of those things I've never really watched, but a lot of people apparently do.
Is that where you watch with only one eye, Kurt? What's up with that?
Yeah. One vision.
Comedy hour
that
day.
Put on your bifocals to watch Univision. See what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, what's up with this guy, Kurt?
Well, you know, the thing is, when I first saw the headline, Jorge Ramos, you know, I thought,
it doesn't say Jorge, it says George.
Well,
come on.
I know, but I'm just saying in Spanish.
Jorge Ramos.
I thought maybe they're covering Ramos and Campion. Remember our buddies that were
No, those guys stood for freedom, buddy. Put them in jail.
I know, and so that was my main reason for looking it up. But then what he's really saying is, man, you know, like Obama when he was the first black president, that was an amazing new piece of history or whatever. Well, now you've got the Marco Rubio and Cruz, who are both, quote, Latino guys running for president in what he calls viable presidency deals. But anyway, I just thought it was an interesting...
Isn't a Latino somebody from a Latin country,
Kurt? It's a little bit racist, though, isn't it?
Wait a minute. Isn't a Latino somebody from a Latin country, Kurt?
Well, that's the way I...
Let me ask you, where is Ramos? I mean, where is Ted Cruz from, Kurt?
Well, they say that his one parent was from Canada and one was from America, right? No. Well, I mean...
Cuba.
No, yeah. Let's see. Cuba, that's right.
Is Cuba a Latin country, Kurt?
Well, they say it is simply because it speaks Spanish, Sam.
Oh, yeah, okay. So America's a Latin country then, too, don't you think, James? I mean, there's tons of Spanish speakers here. In fact, some neighborhoods I walk in, they don't even hardly speak English, dude.
Yeah, sadly, it's about to be. This Latin thing, I mean, it's a little bit of a misnomer, I guess.
Hey, man, I'm from Latin America, man.
Speak Latin or have any trace back to
Wait a minute. Speak Latin. What are you talking about?
I know.
But... I know it's a Latin-based love language. I mean, a wet romantic language and everything. But come on, Latin? This is all mixed up, and it's all based on color, James.
A little confusing. Well, of course, anybody you know, from a South American nation can certainly be proud of that and you know, consider themselves to be that, even though if they were born here in America, their loyalty to their people trumps their loyalty to this country. And in some ways, that's almost healthy. But the problem is, you know, the double standard once again in that.
Hey, can I just point out how stupid I am for you guys by asking some just ignorant questions?
Okay.
Is that all right? All right, cool. Hey, is black a color?
Yes.
It is?
That's a trick question.
Well,
I didn't think about
it. Come on now, is black a color?
Yeah.
It is?
They'll say it's the absence of color. Isn't that what they say?
Well, that's what they say. You know, yeah. But, okay, now you're getting somewhere. My stupidity's coming out. Hang tight. Is white a color?
Let's see. What's my answer supposed to be on this?
Well, you can answer any way you want to.
I don't know the context here. Obviously, this is a trick.
This is not a trick. I can't even
see colors.
You're walking into
a minefield.
No, you're not. I'm just going to take on the mainstream press with these questions. I'm just going to get on mainstream press TV, and I'm going to say, hey, in black color, y'all. And then they're going to tell me, well, it's the absence of color, Sam. And I'm going to say, is white a color? What are they going to tell me then?
Well, they'll say, yeah, it's a color. And then they'll say,
what colors make
up color? I'm a colored boy. Sam is a colored boy.
If they tell me white's a color, I'm going to say I'm as colored as the black guy then. Right? Now, the next question that I really have for you is this. Are black people really black?
Good point.
That is a great question.
I want to know, are black people really black?
Not the ones here with the admixture that we know is black. I mean, the sub-Saharan Africans that have been unadulterated, you know, would be black as far as the color is concerned.
I don't think so. I don't think black people are black. In fact, I don't think white people are white. Hold your skin up and tell me what color your skin is, James. Are you a white guy or black guy? What are you?
If I hold my skin up, what are you?
Well, put your hand up in front of your eyes where you can see it, you know? Otherwise, unless you look in a mirror, it gets a little harder, but you can, you know.
It looks a little, you know, between white and tan, I would say.
Okay, is tan a color?
A little pink in it.
All right, is pink a color? Come on, I don't care what color you choose. Have a good time. But I'm asking if it's a color. If it's color.
I would say, I mean, you know, what are our primary? It's been a long time since kindergarten. I'm trying to recall the primary colors. I don't remember having a white magic marker or Crayola, though.
What are they, Kurt? What's the primary colors, buddy?
Red, yellow, and blue.
Okay, good. Are you yellow? Or
is it red, yellow, and green? Anyway, it's one of those.
Yeah? Things. Are you yellow, Kurt? Kind of?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Depends on if you get a sunburn, then you're kind of red.
And then white on some spots and darker
all right.
Other
so
places.
So I'm just kind of thinking, if you have varying colors on your body, then you're colored, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep, very good.
So now that we've demonstrated we're all colored, and George Ramos wants us to believe that Latino people born in America are going to both run for president, right?
That's right.
Now I got good a question. Point. Is Ted Cruz colored?
I think so.
He's got darker color than you, doesn't he?
He's got some dark spots, I can tell you that.
And some lighter spots? What do we do about those lighter spots, man?
Well, you got to get rid of those because that's not politically correct.
Now, what does he mean by he recognizes the historic nature of two, what do they call them, Latinos?
Yeah, we're not giving any airplay to Rubio, who was, you know, one of the 45 people who announced he's running for president this week.
No, I think he's probably more colored than both of them, isn't he?
He's talking about Rubio and Cruz. That's what he's talking about. The two.
I thought he was talking about Jeb Bush, who said he was Hispanic on his form.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's who I thought we were talking about. Now, that guy's probably got darker skin than you, Kurt.
Okay.
Good old Jeb.
So Jeb Bush's little proclamation, the ridiculous assertion that he's Mexican or whatever, it just goes to show that some colors are more equal than others. I mean, he wants that because he sees it as some sort of a way to endear himself to the media, maybe, but it was just a farce. I mean, you know.
I was looking on my map the other day, and I certainly believe that Mexico's a Latin country. I'm just saying. It's like Latin America down there, down south, you know? See, what gives with all this manipulation of the mainstream press about race and all these discussions and wooing the Latino vote and acting like you're a Latin, but yet you were born in America, but yet, well, man, your parents weren't even from a Latin country, really. And I hardly consider Cuba a Latin country. Well, it's not Latin America. What is Latin America anyway? Like South America?
I understand what it is, but I don't know why.
You think you understand what it is. You've just been indoctrinated by the mainstream press to know what it means.
I know what they're talking about. But anyway, yeah, talking about race, though, I mean, Obama's half white, but does he consider himself to be that? I mean, no, of course not. He considers himself to be black because that's the cool thing.
I submit to you that Brock's skin's neither white nor black.
Great point. And
hold on, I can't even see this, but I want to know if that's a fact. His skin is not white or black.
I feel like this is a Rubik's Cube that I'm working on right now, trying to unravel this mind.
You know, and by the
have
way,
racial Rubik's
south,
cubes is what I'm saying.
South of the border, by the way, you know, you've got Brazil that basically doesn't. I don't know if they'd call them Latinos because they speak Portuguese, not Spanish,
and they're more in Latin America in the traditional sense than Mexico or Cuba would ever dream of being. Right.
Great point.
And obviously, I mean, most of these people, if we're, you know, cutting right to it, you know, in Brazil, for instance, would be some sort of a mixture between the, colonists from Europe.
Unless they escaped from World War II and went to Brazil.
Right.
Now, if they spoke a mixture of Portuguese and Spanish and they came from Germany, they'd be Latinos for sure, man.
Now, before we let James go, because he's only here with us every month or so, we got to talk about this one story I saw, James. You'll love it. There's 3,896 comments about it on Breitbart, and the headline reads, Black Judge Gives Black Home Invader Probation, Attacks White Family for Racism. Did you see this?
I believe I did. So basically, this gets to something we've been talking about on the show for a long time. It's becoming a criminal offense for whites to practice self-defense. Now, this was, if I am familiar with the story, and I believe I am, this was a home invasion. I guess the people who lived there who happened to be white didn't appreciate it. They defended themselves to an extent, and they were the bad guys?
Well, what happened was, this guy, a black man, was convicted of robbery. He'd been found guilty of participating in the home invasion in which he and another black suspect burst into the Gray's home. Their Grays are white, by the way, and held the parents and their 3-year-old daughter.
The Grays
at
are white? Is that what you just said?
I know. That's what it
says.
Wow.
All right.
But anyway,
I bet they're grayer than they are white, if you want to get technical.
Good point. And this lady named Jordan Gray, she confessed that since the horrible home invasion, her young daughter had been terrified of black men. Whenever we're running errands and we come across a black male, she holds me tight and begs me to leave. It has affected her friendships at school and our relationships with African American friends. What happened was the judge was ticked off about that, and he basically gave this home invader 5 years of probation for holding the family at gunpoint.
Hey, so, I got the newest plan, James, to help you age slower, my friend.
I need it.
Being pregnant will get that done, sir.
That Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Junior, where he gets pregnant, I guess.
Well, there you go. Hey, if you could choose what sex you like or are, then you could certainly choose what race you like or are. And you know what? I think you not being able to get pregnant, you ought to sue somebody over that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, it's the age of Bruce Jenner, another great American hero. So
whacked out as all get out, if you ask me. All right, thanks for being alongside with the ride, ladies and gentlemen. I submit to you that we're all in it together, and we better stand for liberty and God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property while we got the chance. But I promise you, with the grace of the Almighty, this nation shall endure.